Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're turning our attention to the aftermath of Helene. Jim Ryan has been following this. Jim, it's just turning into this horrific storm. And with each passing day and every passing hour, it gets worse.
It does. 166 people at a minimum have died because of Hurricane Helene, and then the remnants that moved up into the Carolinas. And that's where really the majority of the fatalities, or at least the highest percentage, have happened, in western North Carolina, places like Asheville. And now, Susan, the effort is on to try to get supplies out there to that area. Volunteers are bringing donations of bottled water, of canned goods, of clothing, and whatever else might be used, taking it to fire stations around North Carolina. It's then being airlifted into that area. In a lot of places, Susan, that's the only way to get supplies in, because roadways, bridges have essentially been washed away, and those areas are cut off by flooding.
Jim, it's startling just how far inland those floodwaters have gone. Is there any sign of when those waters will begin to recede and things can start flowing in better?
Well, they have begun to recede in a lot of those places, Lucas, but it's consider that 40 trillion gallons of rain fell during Hurricane Helene and during Tropical Storm Helene from Florida all the way up into the Carolinas. 40 trillion gallons. That's about the size or about the volume of Lake Tahoe dumped onto that region in just a few hours' time. And so you can imagine how long it might take for that to all dry up. But again, once the flooding subsides, you've still got bridges and roads that have been washed out, and these areas are essentially inaccessible. So getting in and assessing the damage has been almost impossible, much less getting evacuees out and getting supplies in, Lucas.
Yeah, and you know, when you talk about communities that were cut off, I saw mule teams that were bringing supplies in.
Mules, helicopters, you know, boats, any way to get supplies in there or to get people out if they're having an emergency, that's what's being employed now. So, yeah, sort of a throwback. And in fact, along with mules trucking supplies and carrying in goods, a DC-3 from just after the World War II era was loaded up, used as a cargo plane to carry supplies out there.
Oh, all right. Hey, Jim, thanks for the update. Jim Ryan joining us live this morning on WBEN.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.